Sales to kidults, adults who buy toys for themselves, increased by 6% last year in the UK, despite an overall 5% decline in toy sales. This group now accounts for more than a quarter of the toy market, worth over £1 billion annually. Adults cited fun and mental health benefits as the main reasons for buying toys for themselves. Toy manufacturers and retailers experienced a challenging year in 2023, with a 7% decrease in sales and a 5% drop in the value of toy trading. However, the UK remains one of Europe's largest toy markets, worth £3.5 billion in 2023. The annual Toy Fair in London recently concluded, and it was evident that many companies are targeting a wider range of age groups, not just young children. Kidults, defined as those aged 12 and over, are driving the increase in sales to this group, particularly those over 18. Gareth Edwards, a self-proclaimed kidult in his late 50s, showcased his board and card games at the fair. He has been collecting board games for over 40 years and has over 1,000 in his home. Other exhibitors, such as Adam Turner, have also turned their hobbies into businesses, capitalizing on the growing popularity of kidult games. It's not just board games that are appealing to kidults. Action figures, collectibles, building sets like Lego, and even cuddly toys are being sold to adults. Social media exposure and the perception that these toys help people relax have contributed to their popularity among adults. The declining birth rate and rising cost of living have also played a role in the shift towards adults buying toys for themselves. With fewer children to buy toys for, some young adults are treating themselves to comforting toys instead of going out or indulging in other activities. Despite the challenges faced by the toy sector, the rise of kidults has provided a new market opportunity. Toy manufacturers and retailers are adapting to this trend and targeting a wider age range of consumers. The toy industry is constantly evolving to meet the changing demands and preferences of consumers.